Detailing on Brooks Dodge, DODGE, the 79-year-old comes in for a review of multiple chronic conditions, period. Significant history, hypertension, CHF, diverticulosis, elevated cholesterol, arthritis, spinal stenosis, G2P2, lichen sclerosis of the genitals, absent DTR in her left knee, early cataracts, right total knee replacement, and L3-4 laminectomy in 11, period. Current medications are enalapril 20 BID, Topalexol 200 BID, potassium 10, one a day, furosemide 80, one a day, Indocin every day, pravastatin 20 a day, period. She has allergies to tramadol, and we came confused with lorazepam, period. Socially, she is married for many years. She and her husband live independently. She did get a alarm button, but doesn't wear it most of the time, period. She has not had any falls in the last 3 months. She does go to exercise class, hasn't smoked since 1982, has 1 to 2 alcoholic beverages every night, continues to be careful watching her diet regarding sodium, cholesterol, and so on, period. She feels her home environment is currently safe, period. Family history: mother died of sarcoidosis, father died of an MIS50. Her locally living daughter is healthy, period. General review systems, HNT. She gets annual eye checkups. Hearing, she feels, is stable. Her husband is quite deaf, however. She has had some postnasal drip in the last few months. It's associated with some phlegm in the throat, not a cough, period. No troubles chewing or swallowing. No bowel complaint. Last colonoscopy was O2, period. No clear pulmonary or cardiac symptoms. Her blood pressure is much better controlled. She's no longer bothered by peripheral edema, which got so bad she was hospitalized earlier this year, last year, period. She's having no GYN complaints. She sees a gynecologist routinely, has a mammogram scheduled soon. She's not using treatment for her lichen sclerosis, period. Her bladder control is generally good. She does mention a sort of a chronic slight brown vaginal discharge, which has been present for many years, unchanging, period. Neurologically, she's aware occasionally of her feet being numb. She has not had any falls. She has not troubled by headaches. Her joints generally are managed with Indocin. A few weeks ago, she had a flare-up of back pain. She went to her back doctor on 115. They advise she tries Omeprazole. She actually hasn't done it, but her back is much better in spite of this, period. She has no new skin concerns other than seborrheic keratosis, period. On examination, vital signs are as noted. Her weight is stable in the last year, period. She looks healthy and happy. She walks without my assistance. The HNET showed normal Tams and canals, oral cavity, nose, neck and palpable normal, lungs were clear, heart sounds were regular without murmur, abnormal soft line return without mass. No peripheral edema today. I'm seeing her early afternoon, adequate pulses in the legs, skin appeared normal, neurologically symmetrical, cranial nerves other than diminished hearing. She had an absent left patellar DTR, right was intact, pinprick was diminished in both feet, period. She had a negative Romberg's test, period. She has good pulses in the feet, period. Laboratories reviewed from 12/4/12, and everything looks quite stable, period. Assessment.